Namaste. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam Lee.
All right, well, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee, and on today's show, we should be joining with our co-hosts Lolita and Pooja Desai. All right, Lolita, and I am bringing you on air. Hello, how are you doing today?
Hey, Adam. How's it going?
All right. Cool. Well, I did talk to Pooja earlier today, so she said that she might be running a little behind, but she should be on today's show. And as normal for our listeners and callers, we will be taking questions from each caller we bring on air about any topic in their life. Now, according to the queue, we are trying to do only one question per caller when our queue is actually pretty full. So that's in order to get enough time in to take as many callers as we possibly can and give out as many answers as we can to each caller for their question. And here on Psychic Talk Radio, from time to time, we do like to take a little break. We do like to play a little bit of music from the famous CD, Oneness by the famous artist Zarina, can now be found at zarinaone.com. Also, people, before the month ends, we have a 10% discount off of all services provided through HousePsychic.com. Yes, people, that is a 10% discount. All you have to do is, when checking out for the service that you require or want, enter the promo code RADIO, and then that will take off 10% from your order. In order to do that, when you go to checkout, you will use the button from your shopping cart that says, go to checkout. All right, people. Well, we are going to be waiting here for... I'm sorry?
Where are you at? I don't see you in chat. Are you signed in?
I'm in. The chat room's open.
Okay. I'm on there. I just didn't know. I didn't see you signed in. I don't see you.
All right. Let me try and refresh my switchboard here. Maybe there's a problem with getting in there. Sometimes we do have these internet issues. All right. And it should be bringing me in momentarily. All right. There. Do you see me now, Lolita?
No, not yet. Oh, there you go. I see everybody now.
Cool.
Yay.
All right.
Cannot wait till next week is over.
It is
retrograde.
I know, right? So heads up, people. Retrograde next week. It's going to be over, although we will have a little bit of residual energy left over. As always, with any retrograde, it will finally be nice to get out of the Mercury retrograde. And for those of you tuning in and listening, we have gone back to our original show time at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And once more, for any services that myself or Pooja Desai offers, please visit HowPsychic.com. As in, how are you doing today? So that's HowPsychic.com. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and take our first two callers for today while we are waiting on our third and our third co-host for today, which is Pooja Desai. Our first caller for today is coming in by area code 972 and bringing you on air momentarily. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Hello. Hi, Adam and Lolita.
Hey,
hello.
Who are we talking to?
Doing?
This is LaShondra.
Hi,
yes,
LaShondra. How's Texas?
Well, now I'm in Atlanta.
You're in Atlanta?
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, here's the thing.
What's up? I met a guy. His name is Lance.
We went the extra mile, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
So I was wondering, what can I expect from now since that happened?
All right. Well, seeing as how this is still pretty new, I do get a initial feeling from this in a positive manner, okay? And I'm feeling that, you know what, this will progress as you, you know, see. I just feel positive from it. It's overwhelming in a sense. I think that right now, your relation with this individual is on a very dynamic level. It seems to me like this individual has gone through something very similar to yourself.
Yes, he has.
Okay. And I'm feeling that you guys relate on that level, but you also relate on a moral level as well, from what I can tell. And I feel that, if anything, there is a lot of hope in this. I don't want you to get too excited or, you know, too far out there with it, but it does seem very good to me. It seems like it has a lot of potential to grow and become something more stable.
Okay. Well, I know what I need to take care of first, so that could be the only thing that's blocking it.
Mm-hmm.
I was about to ask you that. Did you just come out of a relationship by chance?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I felt that for some reason. Here's what I would say to you, and I'm not going to, you know, talk to you intuitively wise like Adam would do, but, you know, Lashonda, at this time, I would just basically go have fun with this relationship. Don't even worry about where it's going, but just knowing that you have to really close some chapters in your life and do a lot of work on yourself, I really wouldn't worry what lies ahead of you, because at the end of the day, if you don't clear old chapters in your life, old emotional baggages, you're not going to get the best quality relationship. It just is how it is in life. And so basically do a lot of clearing on yourself, work on yourself, and have fun with this guy. Don't, you know, just enjoy it. Be friends. Don't think about what is going to happen. You know, Adam gave you some great information. The only thing I suggest you doing is empowering on that. And just go with the knowing that everything is going to work out. But just know that you're in a place that you still got a lot of work to do on yourself. So just realize the more clear you get within yourself, this man may not be in your life. So just understand that. So when you go from one person or work to work, you always close doors, emotionally, spiritually, physically, whatever the case is, you must clear before you go on. If not, you're going to go and manifest the same thing on and on and on.
Okay. The same cycles over and over again.
Yeah.
However, I do feel that this has a good amount of potential right now in your life. I do agree with Lolita. You do need to take care of that last bit of your past, you know, make your own closure if you have to. And I feel that you need to progress forward, but you need to progress forward with caution, even though I am getting a really good feeling from it.
Okay. Right, and that's why I was saying, like, whatever he's telling you, just take that and go have fun with it. Don't think too much about a relationship, because you may or may not be in his life later on. Because, the more you work on yourself, you may not be on the same spiritual plane as he would be with you. So just take that information, enjoy it, go out. I'm in Atlanta. Have fun.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
What? Well, thank you for calling
in,
and you have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too.
All right, Lolita, just give me one moment. And hello, Pooja, and welcome back to the show. How you doing, girl?
That's
hi,
right,
I'm good.
What's
how
going
are you
on?
Guys? Nothing
we're
nice.
Doing
I'm
great.
Excited. Yeah, where's our fourth counterpart?
Cool.
Not today.
All right.
Not today.
Awesome. Well, for today, Pooja is joining us once more here as our co-host on the show, and we're doing something special now. What we're doing is Pooja is going to be able to suggest to each of our callers what she feels within her skills that person would require in the way of chakra healing and balancing and whatever other services that she thinks that client might benefit from that she can offer. And I will be doing the readings today and giving out the answers per caller's questions. All right. Our next caller for today is coming under the area code 760. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Well, hello, Adam. This is
hello.
Hi, this is Jeanette. And
yeah. How you doing today?
Good, 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 everybody. I'm fine. I hope you are well, too. I am calling in about trying to get some insight, the truth about my friendship / relationship with Glenn.
Okay. Wow. Wow. Okay. As I'm tapping into this, I feel a very intensive energy with him. He seems to be pretty quiet, but also very dominant in his energy projection at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. What I'm also feeling here is there some type of tie to the past or some third party that we're concerned about right now?
On his end, my end?
His end, darling, his end.
You know what? I'm not sure about that. I often think that there might be.
Okay. Because I'm, you know, I feel like there's a tie to the past that he hasn't quite severed himself yet.
Right.
And I feel that he holds on to it sort of two main reasons. One, he doesn't know how to let go. And two, there's a part of him that's afraid of letting go because he's afraid of he's afraid of the unknown from what I can tell. And I think that this has been has taken a toll or a type of effect or hindrance on the relationship that you share with him. In a sense, I feel like it's being paused or it's being held back. I'm also feeling like he's being pulled by two different sources.
Two different sources. Two different people?
One source, I believe, would be a person. Another source, I believe, has to do something with his psychological damage from his childhood.
Oh. Okay. Doesn't sound particularly positive, shall we say?
I understand. Well, I don't like, sugarcoating everything, to be honest, because I tell the truth, whether it's good or bad. I do see the goodness in this, but the first thing I'm doing is I'm trying to bring through the negative vibration that I'm getting from it, because I feel like that's a vibration he's going to be able to overcome. Okay. I feel like he's going to be able to bring this relationship with you forward. I'm just feeling like it might take some time longer.
Right, right. And I will validate what you said as far as the blocks. I'm feeling major blocks. And what I'm feeling as far as the connection is concerned is so much more positive than the blocks that I see him presenting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I feel that he's also taken out a lot of frustration on you from time to time, like he dismisses you.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know what, I think that he's just going through his own balancing point, and he's really doing a lot of soul searching right now, but he'll come around because those feelings he has for you are very genuine and true.
Okay, so I was going to ask you how he feels about me, and you're saying that he does have some deep feelings.
Yes, yes. I don't even think that we're looking at someone that has a lot of insecurity. Yeah, he has some, like everyone in the world, but he no more than usual. And I feel that his biggest fear is the unknown. You know, just being able to commit to something and trust or have faith that things are going to go better or go well.
Okay.
Okay.
And do you see us together then?
Well, like I said, I do see things between the two of you and your personal relationship with him improving.
Oh, good. Okay.
All right. And, Pooja, do you have anything you want to add to this?
Well, it's definitely seeing the sacral center being affected. It's almost kind of like you pick up on a lot of his, I think Adam was saying this, you pick up on a lot of his frustrations, and it kind of throws you off balance because you don't quite realize, you don't quite know if it's coming from you or him.
Okay.
And so there's a sense of, what happens is when one chakra, especially the lower three chakras, are the kind of foundational chakras for you. They're the base for everything else to kind of grow upon. And so when one of the foundational chakras are really kind of affected in that kind of way, it throws you off just a little bit. And I don't know if you're really kind of feeling that, or it's almost like you're not as clear about the things in your life and the things that are going on with you. And it's just because it's not so much that he's draining you. It's just it's a going back and forth kind of pattern.
Right.
So you're picking up on a lot more of his stuff, and that's causing you a little bit of frustration. Whereas, like, normally you might not have felt the same way, and it's affecting the chakras that are above it. So.
Right. Yeah, there's so much going back and forth, as a matter of fact, that I just decided that I want to kind of break it off and say I need to create space.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, if you're really interested in clearing out energetically and maybe helping you move forward, we have really great deals and stuff going on, so... you know, Adam or I would be happy to help you with that if you wanted to.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, and you have a great evening.
Thank you. You too, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Pooja.
Yes.
Hey, Adam, I'm going to quickly say something to Pooja.
Go ahead.
I have to say thank you for introducing me to that meditation place because that was awesome. It was so awesome. And I've been doing my pranayams, my meditation, and for a whole good week. And I think my life has totally shifted to another level because that's the first thing I do in the morning. And it's really, really grounded me. It really helps. So I think that breathing exercises are really important first thing in the morning before you start your day because you actually handle things so much different. Right, Adam? Don't you think there's a little bit of difference?
I have noticed a big difference.
Breathwork really helps to kind of set the tone for meditation, and it helps you go into meditation a lot more deeply. So it really does, and you connect to nature a little bit more, so your manifestations happen a lot more quickly. It helps to energize your entire energetic body and cleanses it out. Our breath is actually a natural cleanser, and especially when you use it effectively. It's amazing. And anytime you're kind of going back inward, it's good. It's awesome. But good.
Yeah,
I'm happy.
And it's such a difference when you do it. Like when I get up, I'm doing this Ramdev stuff, the yoga. There's this yogi from India, so he tells you to drink water first thing in the morning. And I've been doing that, and the next thing I'll do is I'll burn my chakra, do an incense, put a white light, and I'll do my breathing exercises every morning before I even do the gym or anything. And it's like reshifted for me mentally.
And do you feel like your workouts are a little bit easier?
It's probably getting a little easier for me now. No. I've always liked to work out. I think that's one thing about me. So I don't know. I can't really.
It's really interesting because I remember when I first started
about 2 years ago. I was taking a weightlifting class. It was for school. I was still in school then. And I could tell a huge difference on the days. And I was also fasting at the time, so I could tell a huge difference on the days when I would go lift weights when I've done my breathing work as opposed to when I haven't. So that's pure energy that you're taking in.
Wow.
Your body can use.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it makes you handle, like, different things. Like, you know how people are calling in? And it just really helps. So anyone that's listening, I mean, just really, I think that everyone should just breathe.
So many people don't know how to breathe correctly. So when you really learn to do it, you start to get into yourself. You start to understand yourself better. Your awareness increases. It's really great.
Yeah. I mean, like, little things don't even, like, big things don't even bother me right now. I just feel like I'm in this high zone, but it's awesome. So I just wanted to tell you thank you, though, because I think that's, like,
absolutely.
I can't wait to take that class for the next level, but it's totally really, really helped me. I thought I was doing it, but just doing pranayama and breathing, and it's wonders.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
All right, you guys can go on. I had to say that.
Okay,
no,
cool.
Thank you, Terry.
All right. And let's see here. Our next caller is coming under the area code 503. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Hi. How are you today?
Doing great. How are you
Good,
doing today?
And you? Excellent. Weather is finally turning into summer here. In Oregon, our summer's late. So we're
you
finally
in Oregon
getting...
or?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, our summers normally don't start till August, lately, the last few years.
Wow.
So, which is nice.
Yes.
My question is, I have an investment that when it matures, I will be very financially sound. And my intentions are to move to Sedona, Arizona, and buy a home sometime in October, November.
All right. Now, let me ask you something. Just by chance, is this investment involved in R?
It could.
I'm sorry?
It could.
Join the boat.
Join the boat, buddy.
Yeah,
everybody's investing in dinar. Honestly, I psychically feel that your investment will prove very beneficial for you. And just as a word for you and other people out there, the investments in dinar right now, the Iraqi dollar, are going to skyrocket. This is a prediction that I've been making. This is a prediction that some coworkers of mine have felt and confirmed. So people, get your dinar now.
Because I've been invested for a while. And yes, it is that. I didn't know if you were going to go the opposite direction. That's why I said what I said.
Okay.
So, but you gotta let it go, though. Like, honestly,
oh, I do.
Don't think about it. Don't ask it. Just know that we're all going to be, because you're not the only one. So just don't. Just let the universe do its work. And whenever they get their country back, we're cashing in.
Oh, well, they have their country back. So, but
not
my
yet.
Question is, will I be able to move to Sedona by October or November of this year?
October or November. I'm feeling more so much in November than October.
Okay.
October, I feel, is when the investment will probably skyrocket. You'll see it going up a little before that, but October is when the investment's going to skyrocket. In November, I feel, is when you will be able to make that move.
Okay, because I do have my spiritual mentor that he checked to see if it was a good investment, and this was a year ago. He was told, and he's very he's extremely has high integrity, a beautiful
mm-hmm.
heart. He's not a fly-by-night. He used to have
okay.
his own talk show, but he no longer does. He's
Aww.
Not supposed to. Well, no, it's
okay.
the old guard is going and having a private life
yeah.
while the new guard is coming to the forefront. So it's perfect. So, what was I? I'm sort of getting off track. But
yeah,
he said, yes, it was a good investment. But he also told me that to take a small amount in the beginning, so you could consider this mentioning it to other people, to take
mm-hmm.
cash in a small amount in the very beginning, wait 30
and
days.
And then throw it over time. Mm-hmm.
He said, wait 30 days and pay off all your bills, be able to have nice dinners, buy some clothes, get a new car, depending on how much you've invested. And then he said, after 30 days, you're not the same person, and wait because it's going to go up in value.
Mm-hmm.
And then cash in the rest.
You see,
so,
that's what I meant. It was going to go up a little bit before October, but then after and during October, it's going to skyrocket.
Okay.
So I think he's right about that. I'm basically feeling the same thing here.
Okay.
Okay, mm-hmm.
So do you have any input? Will it happen before October?
No,
I'm
feeling it starting a little bit before October, but then in October it's going to skyrocket.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
so
I
you'll
really
see the value going up a little beforehand, but then October is really the time to be making the money with it.
Okay. Okay. Well, I really appreciate this. And I thank you very much. And what is your website?
My website is howpsychic.com, as in, like, how are you?
How psychic. Oh, I hate the word psychic.
Well, it has so many implications nowadays, but it's the way we're known.
No, spelling it. No, the way it's spelled. I always have trouble with it. So how
okay.
psychic what?
Howpsychic.com.
.com. Okay. I will
mm-hmm.
refer you to other people then.
Well, thank you,
well,
and you have a wonderful day.
You too.
Pooja, I want to hold on 1 second, hon.
Go ahead,
Pooja. Pooja, do your thing.
I got a little bit of the throat. Do you tend to have problems with your ears a little bit?
My left. Well, I don't know what you mean by problems. My left one has a tendency on the inside in a little spot to get crusty. But
okay,
that's
well,
it.
I got a little bit of throat, almost like I feel like you get messages on your own, but you're not getting them as clearly is what I'm getting. So it's almost like your channeling abilities are a little bit blocked because of your throat. So
okay.
I don't know if you've ever had issues with your throat or speaking up for yourself or really listening.
No, no, but I am a medium. I am a medium,
mm-hmm.
but I don't practice it. But if somebody
mm-hmm.
asks
so,
me, I'll tell them things.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
so that's what I'm just picking up on that. And it's really interesting because most mediums actually, if they experience any trouble, it's because their throat chakras get fogged up the fastest. So
okay.
the throat chakra, for some reason, is always associated with mediums, for me at least. And I see that
okay.
the most is when I'm not quite sure. If Adam, do you see that a lot, too? Usually the third chakra that I see.
I would agree with it. I feel that there is something out of order with the throat chakra. And I'd have to say that... The third eye is, like, completely open, but it's not flowing all the way down because of the blockage in the throat chakra.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, you are very good at mediumship, and you've pretty much been dealing with it for quite a long time. But what I can tell you is your... God, there's a word for it, and I always forget the word when we touch something and we get the vibes from it.
Psychometry,
precisely. Thank
Better?
You, Pooja. Yeah, psychometry. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling like you have psychometry abilities and you also have the clairvoyancy.
Okay. Well, rocks talk to me. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They go nuts in my hand. Certain even regular rocks on the ground, it could be a quartz crystal, it could be a rock
yeah.
out of a riverbed. And after I put it, most of them, after I put them down, I have to keep rubbing my hands on my legs because they're like
mm-hmm.
vibrating so much.
Yes. Okay. What I would do is I would take your hands instead of putting them on your legs, wrap them around a tree, hon. Put them on a tree because
okay.
you know what? That's going to put that energy back into the universe, back into the world. And it's going to help
great.
You ground a little better afterwards.
Okay, because I have no Earth in my astrology chart, but in
mm-hmm.
Do you know what lexigramming is?
I'm very, I haven't done that in a long time.
Okay, but you know
but
what
on.
That is. Okay, that's
yeah.
where you take your name. You cannot add letters. You can subtract letters, but you cannot
mm-hmm.
add any letters. Out
yeah.
of my birth name, the word earthling is there.
Okay.
So that's what grounds me is my name, my birth
mm-hmm.
name.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, just a little trick that I'm giving you to help you ground yourself sometimes. Use a tree. I mean, we could be called tree huggers from time to time, but using a tree really does work.
Okay. Okay,
mm-hmm.
and I feel you have integrity and that you're a real clear channel. And that you're not one of these that give lip service.
Thank you.
I've had numerous readings before, and yours comes across with love, and I see a lot of gold around you. So I just thought I would mention that.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, thank you. And
you have a
wonderful evening. But by the way, do you want to share your, do you have a private website or anything you'd like to promote?
No, I don't promote my abilities. I mention it to people and then
mm-hmm.
I give them information with, I look at it as I receive from them just like, thank you. And that's enough for me. I don't plan on using it as
No, I mean
income.
Like for any reason. If there's a website out there for whatever reason you want to promote, you want to bring through, whatever the case
no,
might be.
I don't
okay.
have any. Oh, and by the way, you've done this numerous lifetimes. I'm assuming you're aware of that.
Yes, very much.
Okay.
Too much reminded of it, too.
Oh, okay. Well, it's just coming into me. So it
mm-hmm.
just validates what you've been saying. So, well, thank you very much.
And just,
thank you.
If you need if you need someone to help you as far as your clearing, if you don't have anyone, just go on the website and you'll find Pooja's information on there also.
Yes.
And maybe she can help you get clear on your chakras for you. I just wanted to make sure you were aware about that.
Once the dinar comes in, I would love to. Right now,
awesome.
I have the finances. Okay,
it's
well, thank you very much. Okay,
you're
thank
welcome.
You.
Blessings.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys. Well, we are having a wonderful show so far. Pooja, did you want to talk a little bit about what you do and how you work with people, how you clear out the chakras and stuff like that?
Yeah, so I help people clear out blocks in their energetic bodies, not just their energetic bodies, but also their physical bodies or their emotional bodies. I offer clearings. I offer different things. There's something else that I offer that actually works on your meridians. It's reconnected healing. It does an amazing job of helping you shift. If you ever feel like you're really blocked in your life and or you see some kind of pattern that keeps on happening over and over and over and you can't move forward, reconnected healing does an amazing job to help shift your consciousness so that the blocks that you're creating stop and you stop creating them. It's amazing. It's an amazing tool to kind of really help you progress spiritually alongside with getting yourself really seen and clear. So that's something I offer. Then I offer all kinds of services with Adam. So intuitive, I think Adam and I have an intuitive session where we both kind of tag team you. So we do that. And then we also offer, I offer an intuitive counseling session and then a chakra cleansing, I think, where you can really get to experience what I offer on a little bit, on a smaller level, but it's definitely effective still. So, yeah.
All right, great. And Pooja, what's the name of your website, darling?
Well, my business is called Believe Healing, and my website is www.believehealing.net. So it's Believe as in I believe, and Healing as in healing.net.
Wonderful. All right, people. Well, please visit Pooja's website. It is a wonderful website, and I've been on there. She's offering a lot of services here at very affordable rates for everyone. And please, yes, just go and check it out. Right now, we're going to go ahead and take a short break, and we're going to be listening to some music from the CD entitled Oneness. But beforehand, for those of you that would like to call in to today's show and get your questions answered about your life, the call-in number is 619-789-6807. And I see we have another caller here, so I'm going to go ahead and bring this caller on before we take our break. Our next caller is by area code 281. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi, this is Susan. How are you?
Doing great. How are you doing,
good.
Susan?
Yeah, I just had a question. I've been sick all summer, but I'm getting ready to leave my environment. I'm hoping that will help. I don't mean moving away. I'm going to just go and visit relatives in another state. Will this help me feel better? I'm going to leave sometime this weekend and be gone maybe 10 days.
Okay. Yeah, this is definitely going to help you, and I feel a lot more clarity coming out of this for you.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'm still here. Okay. Clarity coming to me.
Yes. For some reason, while you're away, I feel that you're going to get a lot of epiphanies. You're going to get a lot of clarity that comes to mind. And I feel that while you're away, you're going to be able to find out what your next move is going to be.
Find out what my next move is going to be?
Yeah.
And do you mean physical move, or do you just mean like job, or?
I mean, like your next step, your next thing that you decide to progress with your life.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Will my health get better? Being able to
your
get away.
Your health will be improving. Mhm. I feel that a lot of the issues with your health right now are just created by a lot of stress and overwhelming emotion.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, your health is going to improve, especially when the clarity and the epiphanies hit you.
Yeah, I seem to have a lot of anxiety about,
mm-hmm.
you know, I've had a viral infection and problems, several other things go on. And so you think when
yeah.
going up there, I'll start to be feeling better once I get away from my current environment?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm really feeling here something around your heart chakra and your root chakra. I don't know what's necessarily going on with the root chakra, but the heart, the heart chakra is just pulsating, and I feel like it's like putting a butterfly in a jar. It's just going all over the place, and it's trying to escape, but it feels so caged in right now by these emotions.
Yeah, okay. I think it has a lot to do with, it's really interesting because the heart chakra is very, very connected to your root chakra. I think it has to do with energetically, it almost feels like you're already kind of, you're already anticipating this kind of move, but because you're still where you're at and you kind of feel it, it's almost like you feel it coming, and I think that's creating a little bit of an imbalance because you feel it coming, but you're still in the same place, and so it's kind of... It's playing with your security a little bit. It's also affecting the heart. So.
Yeah, I've been having high blood pressure.
Yeah.
I've been at the doctor.
Is there diabetes in there?
Yeah, I have pre-diabetes. I don't have diabetes, but
okay.
I'm on a good diet for that.
Yeah.
And do you think I'll get that under control?
If you keep everything under control right now, yes, you will. And if you keep it all under control when you achieve that, then you will not be going into diabetes. That will be averted. Another issue that's coming up is something with your okay, Lolita, you can smack me later for this one, but something with your eyes.
My eye?
No, the glaucoma?
Yeah. Is your vision going, or have you been seeing blurry stuff?
No.
Okay.
If you don't get your diabetes and, like, pre-diabetes underneath control, it will get to that point. But I think diabetes is in a relationship of holding on. Am I right, Pooja, or no? Or not letting go?
Diabetes, to me, is not feeling the sweetness of life. Is not allowing yourself to really feel the sweetness and the moment-to-moment joy and that sweetness that life has to offer. It's more like you're carrying a lot of energetic burden, especially in your solar plexus area. It's a lot of, like, rules and structure and boundaries, and there's a sense of not having freedom and not being able to really enjoy the sweetness of life, and that's what diabetes is.
Okay, so if I get this pre-diabetes under control, that glaucoma is not going to affect me, right?
I just think it's everything, though. I think you really need to step back and just know at the end of the day you're going to be okay, but you need to do a lot of work. You know, you need to do a lot of chakra clearing like they're telling you to do. You need to deal with stuff that you're going through in life, and just work on that first and just know that you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay, and you got to be more positive about it. But you got to do your homework at the same time, hon. You got to release a lot of things and love life like they're telling you to do. But you have to do that homework.
Oh, yeah.
So release a lot of
one
things.
One thing.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go on. All right. One thing that's coming through, I don't know what this name means to you, but I'm getting the name Nicole.
Nicole? I don't know a Nicole.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you might end up working or be in association with this woman called Nicole, and I'm feeling that I don't know what the significance of Nicole is, like how you're going to be working with her, but all I know is that Nicole comes up with the word propelled forward. So I'm feeling like Nicole is going to play a very vital role in your development, and I would be cautious around the name or just being aware of that name if you ever come across it, because Nicole seems to be a gateway for you. Nicole seems to be a very positive influence.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is this positive in maybe job related or?
I'm not sure. Like I said, I don't know how vital or where it's coming in from. All I know is that I feel a very positive vibration.
Okay.
From that name. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
So you all say, people say that I'm going to be okay, but I just need to, you know, work on my pre-diabetes diet, the exercise, what the doctor
yep.
tells me to do, and then I'll get it under control and I won't go into diabetes and I'll be fine.
And don't forget all the emotional issues, too. It's just not about what the doctor tells you. It's just about what just Pooja and Adam told you, what areas are blocked. You need to find someone that can help you and be a good mentor. If you don't have someone, go on the website, but you need someone to help you with your chakra clearing and, you know, go through some spiritual counseling with somebody so that can help you at the end of the day. That's what's going to be very, very important for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The spiritual counseling, I feel, is a great suggestion, Lolita, because for you, darling, I really feel that working on some of those cellular memories that you have will be very beneficial towards bettering your health and body, mind, and spirit.
Yeah.
Okay. This high blood pressure I have, is it just really caused by stress, or is it caused
by...
Yeah,
it's actually the stress that you have, but it's also by the diabetes.
So it's both the stress and the pre-diabetes.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like a loop is what it is. One feeds into the other. So it's kind of a cycle type of thing. So you can't really just say it's one thing, but it's like stress is feeding into the diabetes, and the diabetes is feeding into the stress. And it's a cycle. So
it sounds like I can get, it sounds like in time I can get that high blood pressure under control and back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a choice that we all make, you know.
I'm sorry,
at
what?
At the end of the day, it's a choice that we all make. And like I was telling, thanking Pooja earlier, just breathe. It's a choice whether you handle that situation stressful or not. You don't have to handle it that way. And if you feel that way, just sit in the corner and just breathe.
Uh-huh. So I can get all of this under control in time is what you're feeling.
Yeah,
oh, yes.
Your choice,
you will be able to. But it is your choice. You have to make a conscious effort and a conscious decision to do that.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else that you pick up before
we... Well, that would be all for now. So we thank you for calling in. And just as an offer, our services are out there. And, you know, just check out our website.
I will do that. Thank you very much.
All right. You have a great night,
hon.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our next caller is coming under the username Craig Kilborn. And bringing you on air. Hello, caller, you are on air.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing great tonight. How are you doing?
Oh, all right. First time listener, and I just wanted to call in and say hello and see if you've got anything at all for me that I should be doing with my life.
Okay. Well, we work more on specific questions here, so is there a specific direction you want us to go in?
Okay. How about love?
Love. Okay. Well, actually, that's interesting that you should say that. The first thing that I was picking up on is in your love life, and I feel like there's someone that has been lingering around but hasn't necessarily made full contact or full movement forward at all. I feel this person lingering around seems to come in, go away, come in, go away, just enough to maintain at least some type of contact, like they're checking in every so often, but they're not really doing anything. And I feel that this opportunity with that person, yeah, it's out there, but it's not a very strong opportunity right now. And I'm feeling that your better option, your better opportunity in love life seems to be just right around the corner for you. In fact, I see it coming up next month between the 5th and the 10th, okay? Yeah, that's a few days, quite a few days, almost almost 4 to 5 days here, I believe. And what I'm feeling is that this person is much more stable, knows what they want, and they are not afraid of anything. And it seems to me, if anything, they go through life enjoying every moment they have because they know that the next could be their last.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds pretty close to about what's going on with the person that I kind of want to be with, but... just hasn't been panning out, and it's kind of been going in that same direction of, well, do I want to be with this person? I do, but I don't think she's at that point in her life, and, you know, it's kind of tough.
Yeah.
So I've been kind of waiting and waiting and waiting it out for her, and I don't know.
You know, I can understand that. I really can. But you don't want to put yourself on hold any longer, sweetie. I really feel that it's time to, you know, yeah, it's okay to leave that doorway cracked, but it's not okay to put yourself on hold completely. You've got to keep yourself open to the other options that are out there. Because right now, until that person's ready to commit, you can't put yourself on hold. You're only going to be prolonging your own development in that aspect.
I see. Is there any type of event or any particular place where I might meet this person, or do I already know them?
No, you don't know them, and I'm not really seeing a particular way that you're going to meet them right now. I think maybe it's a little too soon still. But the one thing that I do get is that you are going to meet them outside. It's not going to be inside of a building or inside of a house or a store. It's going to be somehow outside. I'm seeing sort of like under a villa type of deal.
Okay. And you said that was in next month between the 5th and the 10th, did you say?
Yes, it is. Next month between the 5th and the 10th.
All right. So around like 14 days from now, like 2 weeks, somewhere like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, well.
All right, well, thank you, and have a great evening.
You as well. Thank you. Bye.
No problem. Bye-bye. All right. Well, we have a couple more callers here on the queue, so I guess we don't get to take our break just yet. Our next caller is coming under the area code 323. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi. How are you?
Doing great. How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Good. And how may we help you?
I was wondering what you've got for me as far as career and romance is concerned.
Okay. Well, we're going to pick one here, so which one's more important to you?
Career.
Okay, great. Let's see here. Well, wow. Okay, yeah. Career. You are going to be successful by the end of the year. I'm getting the December for some reason. Like, December is when you're finally settled, you're comfortable, and you feel secure. But I'm feeling that even in the next 2 to 3 weeks, I'm getting more so three, that you are going to be transitioning into a whole nother level, a whole nother corporation altogether. And I'm feeling that this is kind of a step up from what you're already doing. And I'm feeling that this is going to be a great direction for you, because it's going to be much more prosperitable for you. And even though it's a step up from what you're doing and it's on a higher level, it's totally different from what you're doing.
That's good. Okay,
so I feel like maybe it's that change that you're looking for. Maybe you've gotten very bored, or it feels very stagnant with what you're already familiar with, and you're looking for new challenges and new heights, and this is what it's going to provide.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Where's Pooja?
Go ahead. Pooja.
Yeah.
Okay, girl, we thought you went on mute again.
Oh, no, I'm here.
Okay.
Is she off the air?
Cool. Well, huh?
Did the girl hang up because she forgot to answer?
She's gone. She's off air.
Okay.
But, Pooja, what would you have suggested for that person?
I felt like she needed a little bit of solar plexus cleansing. Because it seems like that's where she gets hit the most. Yeah. And that's where your boundaries are and your self-value, and a lot of stress builds up there, too. So, definitely your solar plexus was the first thing that I was getting. So, in general, people mostly, it's never one chakra. It's usually a little bit of everything. But usually there's one chakra that most people have the most trouble with. It's really interesting. But hers is really, she seems to get hit the most in the solar plexus, whereas certain people get hit in the heart, or certain people get hit in the sacral because that's where their issues are. But, solar plexus.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Wow. Well, thank you for that, Pooja. And our next caller is coming under the air, the area code 956. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, no problem. How may we help you today?
I just had a question in regards to a relationship that I am that I'm on right now. I'm talking to this person, but I just want to see what comes up as far as if it's a good relationship or, you know, if it's anything.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm going to take a moment to connect. Pooja, if you have a suggestion for her, feel free to go ahead.
I just want you to repeat that question one more time.
It's in regards to a relationship. I am talking to this male, and I just wanted to see if y'all saw anything as far as the relationship is going to be, if it's a good relationship, or it's going to be, or the relationship's going to end, you know, just anything, as far as relationship-wise.
I think the first thing I got was, it's really interesting because I get a specific word, and I got needs improvement. So it almost feels like there needs to be an improvement in communication is what I'm feeling the strongest. Are you experiencing trouble getting across what you want to say, and do you feel like he's not listening to you?
I do not know what's going on, to be honest. We just had like a little small disagreement, but it's just, I don't understand him.
Yeah.
I don't know what he wants. One day he tells me one thing, and then the next day confuses me.
Yeah. You know, he can, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. He's confusing you because he's confused himself. Honey, I'd hate to tell you this, as I hate to give anyone bad news, but it's a part of my job. I have to tell the truth, good or bad. I feel that he's just not ready for a relationship. There's a part of him that wants to be because he sees the beauty in you. He sees the attraction towards you. But then there's a part of him that's just not ready. He's too tied up with his past and his psychosis. And I honestly feel that, you know, this relationship between the two of you just can't be, you know. I feel that it was meant to be at one point because you guys helped open each other's eyes. But now, you know, that meaning behind the reason why you guys were placed in each other's lives is over with. You've done your job, and I feel that you've opened his eyes to be able to want and accept that healing, but at this time he's not ready to. So he will do that when it's time for him to do that. But honestly, I feel that, you know, he was just another step towards you learning what it is that you want in an individual by learning what he cannot provide. And then the next individual that comes in is going to be a little better and a much more stable opportunity for you.
The thing is that he had asked me to move in with him. I was just, you know, wanted to see if that was going to happen. We're scheduled to move in with each other maybe within the next 2 weeks.
You know, it would only happen if you chose for it to happen. I'm sure that if you said yes and you went to move in with him, then it would happen. Honestly, I don't feel it's the best choice.
Is there another woman in his life that...
you know, right now I would say that there is another woman in his life, but honestly, it's not whether he has one or not. It's just that he cannot provide or be the person that would be able to maintain a steady, healthy relationship with you.
Mm-hmm. So then I put
because
him
he
as...
himself is very unstable.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then I pretty much you just go ahead and end the relationship and move on.
Yeah, I feel it's time to move on, honey. I don't want to tell you bad news. I really don't. But I've got to tell you what I psychically see, and that's what I'm seeing.
Okay. Thank you very much. I kind of figured that out. I just wanted, you know, to see if there was somebody else.
Yeah.
I guess there is someone else.
I understand. And Pooja, what do you feel might be a little off with her chakras here?
Like I said earlier, I feel like the throat was getting, I feel like it's just really hard for you to show him exactly how you feel. And the reason why is because he's so wishy-washy. You're definitely feeling it in your sacral center too. So I'm doing sacral and throat are pretty much the biggest one. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your feedback.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Lolita, do we have any activity questions from the chat room?
No, we don't. Not at all.
Okay. All right. And our next caller is coming in by the area code 469. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. How are you doing today?
Yeah, it sounds like you guys are relaxed. You're making me relax and making me want to really receive what you have to say.
Cool.
So, my name is Adele. And if you could just pick up, because I don't have a question. I think my question will be what you answer if you pick up anything.
Okay, well, you know what? The first thing that I'm picking up on here, it's not that you yourself have a lot of baby mama drama or baby daddy drama, but I'm feeling a lot of people around you have drama in their lives. And you're very sensitive to energy, and you're very sensitive to people's moods. And I feel that you suck that energy right into yourself like a sponge sometimes. And I feel that it's like you're feeling disconnected from the world in a sense, because you don't feel anyone out there has the same kind of point of view that you have or the same moral standards.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I can honestly say that could nobody have given you that but Mother Energy Universe herself. That is so on point.
Oh, thank you.
That is on point.
All right. And you know what I'm feeling here is one of the problems is that you have ascended in your spiritual techniques, and you are, well, I'm not going to say we've reached complete nirvana, because we wouldn't be here in this world if we did. Our bodies would be somewhere else. Just like Buddha. But I would say that you're reaching spiritual heights that no one around you or even in your neighborhood really is projecting right now, aside from a few select people. And from what I can tell you, even those few select people seem to be on a different level. So this is why you're feeling so drained, and this is why you're sucking in that energy so much as like a sponge right now, because you're reaching those spiritual heights, and everybody around you is still on that lower level of consciousness. And when that happens, these people feed off of your energy, your positive energy, and what they give back is nothing in return. All they give back is the feeling of emptiness.
Right. Oh, my God.
So I do feel that move will happen for you.
Yeah, you're making my poles line up.
You're making my poles shift because I am so, boy, this is, oh my, this is so, mm-hmm. it's, it almost feels like a lonely walk, but it's not because there are so many other entities that are in and around me that I commune with.
Mm-hmm.
They're not in the physical realm. So they are the ones that's helping me stay strong and keep connected with my inner higher
self. They're the ones that have helped you at least maintain some of your stability. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I am getting something around your sacral chakra, though. Pooja, with the sacral chakra, what do you feel on her?
What chakra is that?
That's the one. Actually, that's exactly what I was feeling, too. It's right underneath your solar plexus, which is it's right underneath your belly button.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely feel. I feel like it's almost like creativity and overdrive. It's almost like you're. A lot of people experience that, especially when they're highly clairvoyant. Sometimes, and it's always on. It's always on. Do you feel like you're on over time sometimes?
What am I gonna do with you guys?
That's what I'm kind of feeling. It's almost. That's what it kind of feels like. It feels like because your third eye. Your sacral center are very, very connected. So it almost feels like it's an overdrive, and sometimes you almost have to learn to stop. So it's almost like, so there's a balance between visualization and projecting through your third eye, and there's a balance with being receptive. So kind of really balance the two out. I feel like you need to maybe meditate a little bit more and do some stress relief, because I think that's going to equalize it.
My God.
I got
that. I feel that. Yeah, you're right. You're on it. You're on it. Yeah, you're on it.
Yeah.
And sometimes that eye is so strong to where it's like I couldn't close it if I wanted it to, because it sees it sees on its own, you know.
Yeah, it's being activated.
It's very, I mean, while I'm asleep, when I'm awakened, it's very activated.
And you're being, it's kind of, it's being cleansed. That's what it is. But it almost kind of feels like you're going through the creation process a little bit, and you've been going through it a few times really quickly and really fast. So it's like the creation process is where it's like you create something, you nurture it for a little bit, and then you see the illusion behind it, and then you destroy it. And so it's like you've gone through that a few times, and it's happening really fast is what I feel. So it's causing stress, because our bodies sometimes our bodies aren't ready to go through that so quickly. So it's causing stress. It's really cleansing what's happening.
Yeah, I do understand that. It's just causing me, it's causing me to be very aware of my both inner worlds, the physical world inside and the spiritual world. And it's like something's in the middle that's keeping them separated because they can't even cross the other, and I'm so aware of that. It's like feeling peace and destruction at the same time, and I know where it's coming from. It is really, really weird feeling. It's very weird, but I'm aware of it.
So what needs to really be activated is the center of the two, which is the heart. So you really need to work a lot more on your solar plexus and a lot more with seeing through the heart, and that's going to help maintain it a little bit. And you're going to find much more of a balance.
And that will end up helping you with... And that'll even help you with your mediumship, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Wow.
Yeah, definitely. So it's just about finding a balance between it. And I think there's a little bit of obstruction in your sacral center. So if you cleared out a little bit, like maybe a few cords or just a few blocks, I think. And if you clear that out a little bit, the energy will flow a little bit more smoothly, and you'll be able to connect a little bit more deeply with your heart and your solar plexus.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God, you guys are, y'all are in another dimension, and I'm just so grateful to be able to tap in where you guys are. This is awesome.
Well, we're very honored to have you here on the show, as we are with most of our callers.
Yeah. Wow, I appreciate you guys. I'm going to switch on to mute, and I will just listen.
Awesome. Well, you know, one more thing before you go, hon. St. Michael is coming in. He's like, you know what, girl? I really flow through you, but I hear you.
Okay.
he's trying to aid you right now, and he hears your calls, and sometimes you feel like he's not there, but he wants you to know that he's always there, because he's helping you sever those cords right now that you need to sever.
Okay, great. I feel that. I receive that.
Yeah, we're a big fan of, our little triage is a huge fan of Archangel Michael, so.
Yeah, that.
Great.
Yeah, we're like the St. Michael fan club.
I know, we really are.
Yeah.
All right, well, wonderful, and thank you for calling in.
Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, good night.
Bye.
All right, guys. Well, you know what? We're going to go ahead and end the show a wee bit earlier than normal. So we wanted to thank everyone out there who has been tuning in, listening to the show today, and calling in, as always. It is truly in thanks to our listeners and callers that our show has grown and gotten larger each and every week on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Once more, as a note, we have now moved our show time back to the original time at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Also, please visit HealthPsychic.com in order to receive the services that we are offering, where the rates are very affordable and you get a lot of time and bang for your buck. All right, and also please remember to visit Pooja's website, Pooja, that is BelieveHealing.net, I believe, right?
Yes, BelieveHealing.net.
Okay. Awesome. For those of you that have tuned in, just remember, next time we have our show is going to be on Thursday, and that will now be at 9 p.m. Namaste to everyone, and good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Oh.